You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, I caught up with Nationals' Christopher Luxon as part of our weekly catch-up. We spoke about the recent proposal to include Mātauranga Māori into the NCA science curriculum. As National spokesperson for Māori development, I was interested to hear his thoughts on the proposal, which have received a decent amount of backlash. I started by asking Luxon whether he thought Māori knowledge was currently given enough weight and respect in New Zealand's education system.
Yeah, I think we've made great progress on that front over a number of years. If you just go back and look at what schooling was like 20 years ago versus where it is today, there is, you know, two worldviews and two bodies of knowledge, you know, science and Mātauranga, and they are separate and they need to be considered separately. Both have authority. Neither should be given greater status than the other. Mātauranga is a distinctive, certainly a very valuable knowledge, and I've spent time in my past life with Māori who've been able to talk to me about that. But Mātauranga and empirical science don't need to compete with each other. They're often quite complementary and they can learn from each other. So I think, you know, that's a debate, and you can talk about that, and the fact that we're talking about that in itself is really, really unhelpful, because what it says is the focus isn't where it needs to be. New Zealand is now in the bottom three countries in the OECD for science. You know, that's a really big problem for us, because we need science to be well taught in this country, and we need the basics to be delivered extremely well, because already, you know, a 15-year-old today in New Zealand is probably a year behind where a 15-year-old was 15 years ago in terms of education. The average New Zealand 15-year-old is probably about 3.5 years behind where the average 15-year-old is in China in terms of their knowledge. So we have some major, major challenges in education, and the reason why I'm obsessed about education is because if we don't get educational attainment right, if we don't get the basics being taught to our kids well, if we don't teach them a world-class curriculum, if we don't measure performance to ensure they're actually making progress, we're not able to create the value out of the industries that we want to create into the future that have higher wages and salaries associated with them, because we won't be able to participate in that higher value curve of what the goods and services that we sell. And therefore, that means educational attainment's directly linked to higher wages and salaries, which in turn is what gives people choices about how they get to live their life.
You mentioned just before how we want a good education system so we can improve salary and wages and the economy. I think what some of the people in favour of this proposal would argue, though, is that there are less quantifiable, tangible things that are still important culturally.
It's all rubbish. It's all rubbish. It's all relativism, and it's not absolutism. And out there in the real world...
So is the only way to measure it through salary? Is that sort of... Or
no,
something
no,
like economic growth?
Salary. No, I'm not saying that at all. There's a broader sense of well-being pieces by which we look at New Zealand. But I can tell you right now, our ability to expand our economic engine is what creates the choices that we want to be able to have and the investments that we need to make around our social agendas, around our environmental agendas, around our cultural agendas, right? So it's not to belittle, it's not to say that's primacy above everything else, but you have to, at the moment, we are sort of losing track of what makes the whole system sort of work. And all otherwise, if we have an economy that really stays the same size, doesn't really grow, doesn't add more value, doesn't be able to create people so they've got more freedom with their time, you know, there are countries around the world that are very similar size to New Zealand that are 25-35% wealthier. And they actually have much, you know, they have 6 weeks annual leave, not 4 weeks annual leave. New Zealanders are some of the hardest working people on earth, but the amount of money we make for the work is because we cannot convert our goods and services that we sell to higher value. And that is the single biggest economic problem we have. And we're really bad at it relative to the rest of the world.
Well, just going back to that Mātauranga proposal, I understand if you do want to improve New Zealand's standing in terms of OECD, but do you think it's possible to do both at the same time, to try and improve New Zealand's literacy and science and maths, but also include some Maori values in New Zealand's education system?
Yep, we have, and we will continue to do so. But at the moment, that is the primary objective. It's
we'll continue to do so when
none of it's about the achievement.
When will we do that? What point do we know we can finally include Maori knowledge?
Curriculums are continuing to evolve. over time, right? If you think about the teaching of Māori history, it's being taught more and more in New Zealand, and it has been dramatically taught in New Zealand relative to where it was 30 years ago, 20 years ago, etc. So what I'm saying, though, is you've got to get really clear. The first job you've got to do to delivering for Māori, non-Māori, any New Zealander, is to get the maths, reading, science, educational attainment in the right place. For me, that's what is my number one priority.
Just going back to when you said the New Zealand curriculum is evolving in terms of incorporating Māori knowledge, isn't this literally that evolution? That's what I don't quite understand about what you're saying. If you're saying, oh, it's happening, but then you've seemed to be sort of against...
No, I think I'm saying it's a valuable perspective to be building into our education. But for goodness sake, teach kids the basics first and foremost, right? And build this in, absolutely. But it's lovely knowing all about Māori knowledge. But if your science score is still failing and you're only 20% of kids are achieving science scores, that's not setting the country up for great success going forward.
After talking to Luxon about Mātauranga Māori, I was also interested in actually getting a scientist's perspective on the proposal. So I reached out to Dr. Lucy Stewart from the New Zealand Association of Scientists. I started by asking her what exactly Mātauranga Māori is.
So with the preface that I am, you know, a Pākehā scientist and this is not my personal field of expertise, Mātauranga Māori knowledge is all knowledge that is held by Māori through their particular ways of gathering and understanding it. So it encompasses an incredibly broad range of things. It's everything from oceanography and navigation to astronomy to horticulture, in the same way that science is kind of a term for all the knowledge that traditionally European scientists have held about all the ways we do things.
And to what extent is Mātauranga Māori knowledge incorporated into New Zealand science at the moment?
So it is already being incorporated by Mātauranga Māori practitioners and Māori scientists. There have been a huge number of publications on how Mātauranga and science relate to each other. There's some fields do a lot better than others. Ecology is doing better because obviously there's a lot of really obvious applications of Mātauranga to understanding native New Zealand biodiversity. So they've published a lot of really great papers there. And then it's being brought in to other areas, particularly because funding agencies are now increasingly asking researchers, as they should, to explain how their knowledge is relevant to Māori and how it relates to Mātauranga Māori.
And why is it useful? Why are people in favour of incorporating it?
It's useful because it's knowledge that we don't get through Western science, right? It's a body of knowledge that's developed in this country that has an incredible amount of detail about specific things here, but also that comes from another way of understanding the world. So you just don't get that through Western science. And, you know, Western science over time has incorporated aspects of lots of bodies of knowledge, but also it has to learn to interact with bodies of knowledge that are external to it, because there are lots of ways of knowing.
Do you think using the term Western science is appropriate? Because I understand its origins were Western, but I think it's fair to say it's used across the world now. Is it still the right term?
Yes, it is absolutely the right term, because while Western science absolutely does appropriate lots of bits of knowledge, the same way that English as a language appropriates lots of words from other languages, the way of thinking and the way that knowledge is kind of contextualised still ultimately comes back to Western Europe, to colonialism. It's being used as a tool for kind of explaining why colonialism is okay, which it isn't. The James Cook's first expedition here was co-funded by the Royal Society in the United Kingdom. So Western ways of understanding science are intimately linked to other Western stuff, and it's absolutely appropriate to describe it as such.
And so the issue that's been in the news over the past week or so has been specifically around its incorporation in New Zealand's curriculum. Is it currently used enough in New Zealand's curriculum?
No, absolutely it's not. So obviously it's used a lot more in Kura Kaupapa, but it's used somewhat in mainstream schools, but definitely not routinely. I will add the document that the listener letter was responding to was a document of recommendations. It wasn't like the curriculum. I would be actually really excited if those recommendations were being implemented directly in the mainstream science curriculum, and I hope that happens, but it hasn't happened yet.
There was that backlash in the listener, as you mentioned. Why do you think there was that reaction?
I think there are a lot of people in the New Zealand research system who have been at it a long time and haven't had to think about other ways of knowing, haven't had to acknowledge Mātauranga, and they find that really difficult and confronting, because I think it suggests to them that they don't know as much about the world as they would like to, and it's a bit sad. It's okay to, as scientists, it's okay for us to be like, we don't know things and we still have more to learn. It's okay to acknowledge that other people know things we don't. And I really hope the writers of that letter kind of sit with that and come to that understanding, because everyone would be better off if they did.
That was Dr. Lucy Stewart from the New Zealand Association of Scientists. Dr. Stewart emphasised to me the importance of speaking to a Māori academic to learn about the intricacies of Mātauranga Māori. While we didn't have time to do this on today's show, we'll make sure to bring some more about it from someone with more first-hand experience next week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.